This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Life is a fluctuation of emotions. Sometimes you're bright, spirited, energized, adventurous, innovative. You wish you had a lifespan of 1,000 years, لو يعمر ألف سنة, and you want to conquer the world. And then towards the latter part of that same day, things go pear-shaped and you're down, you're depressed, and you lose your entire courage and your drive. And then you're so grateful that there's something like death, and this life will end and there's another life, because this is so fake and transitory. Well, in two verses of the Quran, very, very aptly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a summary of life in its entirety. Verse 7 and 8 of the 18th chapter of the Quran. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Whatever beauty and splendor, attraction and embellishments you see on this earth, Allah says it is لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. It's a test. It's to examine you. And you know, my brother, and I'm sure you'll understand, my sister, when you're in an examination hall and the examination paper is given to you and you are told, choose the correct answer, and that's it. There's so many things to eat. Allah said, choose the correct answer, eat halal. There's so many display outside there, choose the correct, and that is halal relation with your own spouse. There's so much dealings happening out there, choose the correct answer, that which is halal. And then in the verse thereafter, Allah says, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. And a time will come, we will level this earth out. It will be a barren land, it will be a plain field. In other words, this entire world will be destroyed. هَذِهِ هِيَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ بِدَايَتِهَا إِلَى نِهَايَتِهَا بَهْجَةً وَسُرُورًا ثُمَّ دِمَارٌ وَخَرَابٌ. This is the world in its entirety. It is beauty and splendor. It is glitter and glamour. And then in the end, it is nothing but ruins and destruction. So what must I do and what must you do, my brother? Ya sahibi, O my beloved brother, O my sister, O my companion, la taghtarir, do not be arrogant on your affluence, on your opulence, on your prominence. La taghtarir, why shouldn't you be proud? فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. Because your life is melting away and these comforts and perks and luxuries are gradually being taken away. وَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. The next time you attend a funeral and you see the casket being carried, remind yourself you will also be carried on someone's shoulders one day. He who views the world at 40, the same as he viewed the world at 20, has surely wasted 20 years of his life.